Looking at him more carefully now, I saw that his shirt was a bit rumpled, his tie soiled and askew, and his suit in need of a few repairs and a good dry cleaning. The scuffed black shoes were, if I was not mistaken, the same ones he had worn as a vaporetto conductor. It was all becoming a little clearer, and a week later it became clearer still, when I was on my way to an appointment on the Giudecca and saw him sitting at a table outside a quayside wine bar. This time he was decked out in naval dress whites and the same black shoes. I was about half an hour early for my appointment, so I took a seat at the table next to him and ordered a beer. When the man turned my way, I nodded and said, "Buongiorno, Capitano." He saluted and put out his hand. "Capitano Mario Moro." "Nice to meet you," I said. "Wasn't that you I saw at the Vaporetto stop the other day?" "At Palanca? Yes, it was. Sometimes I'm over at the Redentore stop or Zitelle." He gestured with his beer bottle at the location of the other two stops further down the quay. "And then again on Friday," I said, "if I'm not mistaken, I did see you here at the wine bar in a carabiniere uniform, didn't I?" He snapped to attention in his chair again and saluted. "Today," I said, "I take it you're a naval man." "Yes," he said. "But tomorrow, tomorrow." "What's tomorrow?" He leaned toward me, his eyes wide.
"Guardia di Finanza,
the financial police."
"Splendid," I said. "And what color is that one?"
He drew back, surprised at my ignorance.
"Gray, of course," he said.
"Yes, of course. And where does it go from there? I mean, what others have you got?"
"Very many," he said. "Many, many."
"Soldier?"
"But of course."
"Airman?"
"Yes, that too."
"And what about fireman?" Suddenly, he jumped up, turned on his heel, and strutted off, disappearing into a passageway between two buildings. A man sitting at another table had watched the whole exchange.
"Maybe I shouldn't have been so inquisitive," I said. "I hope I didn't offend him."
"I don't think you did," the man said. "Mario doesn't take offense that easily."
"What made him leave so quickly?"
The man cast a glance in the direction Mario had gone.
"I don't know," he said. "Mario's in his own world. He's an electrician, you know, and a very good one. He does little jobs for people here on the Giudecca, and if you saw him at work, especially before 10 in the morning, before he's had a beer, you wouldn't notice much unusual about him. Although one time when he came to my house to repair some wiring, he was dressed as a prison guard. He's been wearing those uniforms as long as I can remember."
"Where does he get them?"
"People are always giving him things. Sometimes a full uniform, sometimes just parts, like a hat, a jacket, and no trousers. He's got uniforms from the Army, the Navy, the Marines, the Fire Brigade, and the Guardia di Finanza, as he just told you. Lately, I've seen him wearing a bright orange jumpsuit that someone at the gas company must have given him."
"Not exactly a common hobby," I ventured.
"No," the man said. "His head is in the clouds. He's in a dream state, just as we all are at times."
"Only more so."
"True, but as I said, he's not the only one. Our waiter here, for example, he dreams of being a soccer star. He's obsessed by it."
"He can't talk about anything else. At home, the walls of his room are covered with soccer posters and banners and photographs of his heroes. Once in a while, you'll see him give the air a sharp kick, as if he's about to score a goal, and then he'll pump his fist. If he were Mario, right now, he'd be wearing knee socks, shorts, and a regulation jersey. That's the only difference." I glanced inside the restaurant. A television set over the bar was tuned to a soccer game. The waiter looked at it as he passed. "It's the same with the families who've lived in palaces for generations," the man went on. "They think it's still 300 years ago when being nobility really meant something. Every artist you see setting up an easel around here, in their heads they see themselves as the next Tintoretto or De Chirico. And believe me, fishermen who float in the lagoon all day do not think only about fish. It's the same with Mario." The man lowered his voice as if to impart a confidence. "And, like some people, Mario sometimes forgets he's only dreaming."